Around the Northwest, that is a Take That, of course, and Pray. Okay, let's go to line one. And hello, Paul, how are you? You're live on the air, by the way.
How are we doing?
Yeah, all good, all good. You're Paul. You're now known as Paul from Donegal.
That's my name now, Paul from Donegal.
Yeah. So, anyhow, a great night last night up at Zach Bryan. Had you any idea what was going to unfold?
Well, I had made the poster in the room the night before on about just, can I play nine ball? But I never would have expected to actually get picked and go up and play and get the reception at it as well.
So,
brilliant. Couldn't write it.
You had a poster that said on it, can I play on nine ball? And that was it. There was no other, no prior arrangement. It's not like you had messaged him in advance.
No. That's what a lot of people are thinking. There was no prior arrangement, nothing.
Brilliant. So he was taking, like, for a major artist to have somebody up on stage, maybe to do a wee bit of singing or something on the chorus, then, you know, that. You know, that's not commonplace, but that has been known to happen. But to invite somebody up and let them play the guitar and to sing and put you into the mix, I mean, you were, through the song, you were as loud in the mix as he was.
I was really shocked now that he just gave me the full go-ahead to do whatever and trusted me, like.
Yeah, absolutely trusted you. And so did the sound man, because it's at the discretion of the sound man, really. And, you know, because they can, sometimes somebody up there and they're singing and, you know, it turns out that they're not up to much and they'll pull the fader down a wee bit. But not with you.
He can turn them down a wee bit there.
Yeah, but not with you. You were singing as much and maybe even more. You were as loud as Zach anyhow, that's for sure. And how did you... When you got pulled out of the crowd, I mean, how were you feeling? You had to be nervous for a start.
There's a video of me, like, when I picked, and he's starting to talk about my poster to the crowd, saying, there's a boy here with a poster saying, my dad. I'm just sitting, I'm kind of frozen for a few seconds, jumping, and I don't actually know to go up to the barrier. And the steward, he's sitting there, come on.
And you must have been up fairly near the front for him to see the poster.
I was up maybe about four rows from the back.
Wow.
From the front.
And obviously, it's not the first time you've played that song, so you're a big Zach Bryan fan.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay. And you dedicated it to your dad?
Yeah, I dedicated it to my dad. He was there with me on the night. Zach, he wrote that song about his father playing Pool of his grandfather, and just like the connection in it and all, and that's what me and my dad have done since I was about seven.
Yeah.
I'd always go on and play a few games of pool and he would batter me, but still, I just need to go and play.
And does he still batter you? Have you got managed to get the better of him yet?
Well, I'm a wee bit closer now.
Good. And then when you got up on stage, getting invited up is one thing, but then when you're, you know, given the guitar and you turn around and you see the size of the crowd and you realize, I have to perform here. Or was it just all in the moment and happened so fast?
I'll be honest with you, it was all in the moment. I saw 45,000 people, but I didn't think anything. I don't know why. It was just, they took me back stage. They got me kitted out with the earpieces and everything. I got a wee sip of water before I went on. And then I walk out and the whole field goes, I was really scared to go up at first. But then once I was up, it was like I was just playing in my room. It was the same kind of feeling. Right. Obviously, it was more exciting now, but I wasn't nervous or anything.
Okay. Well, if you've played it so many times, instinct probably kicked in.
There's always that fear you'll mess it up, so... Frankly,
I didn't,
but...
performance of a lifetime and memories for life as well. So listen...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, brilliant. And then he gifted you, after that, did you go back down into the crowd? Did he gift you the guitar there and then, or how did that work?
His crew, they took me off and they're getting all the wires off me. They say, right, you keep this guitar and here's a bag of merch. They give me two t-shirts, a hoodie, a hat, and a like a bag. And they give me the guitar with a guitar case. And they let me take it into the crowd. But what I did is I gave it to a steward just at the barrier, and he put it kind of against the stage for the night and told me to go. And then I took it with me because it was...
Yeah.
But no, he just gave it to me straight away.
Wow, wow. That's going to have pride of place in the house.
Oh yeah.
Well, listen, Paul. It's,
nobody's ever allowed to borrow that.
And nobody can ever play it except you.
Nah.
Listen, it's a great story. It's put a smile on our faces today, and I played a little excerpt because obviously a lot of people were videoing it, but it was up on social media. So we played a little excerpt from the concert and the song earlier on. But congratulations. Great. What was the rest of the concert like?
Oh, even apart from that, it was the best concert I've ever been to.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
It's lively, it's consistent, it's not... never really slow. There's always just go straight to the next song. It's lively. There's people dancing. There's people doing mosh pits. There's a bit of everything.
Well, you know what? If you weren't already, you're definitely a fan for life now. Paul, congratulations on congrats on listening, a brilliant night and a brilliant performance. Well done.
Thank you.
Looking for great food.
Around the Northwest, that is a Take That, of course, and Pray. Okay, let's go to line one. And hello, Paul, how are you? You're live on the air, by the way.
How are we doing?
Yeah, all good. You're Paul. You're now known as Paul from Donegal.
That's my name now, Paul from Donegal.
Yeah. So, anyhow, a great night last night up at Zach Bryan. Had you any idea what was going to unfold?
Well, I had made the poster in the room the night before on about just, can I play nine ball? But I never would have expected to actually get picked and go up and play and get the reception at it as well.
So,
brilliant. Couldn't write it.
You had a poster that said on it, can I play on nine ball? And that was it. There was no other, no prior arrangement. It's not like you had messaged him in advance.
No. That's what a lot of people are thinking. There was no prior arrangement, nothing.
Brilliant. So he was taking, like for a major artist to have somebody up on stage, maybe to do a wee bit of singing or something on the chorus, then, you know, that's not commonplace, but that has been known to happen. But to invite somebody up and let them play the guitar and to sing and put you into the mix, I mean, you were, through the song, you were as loud in the mix as he was.
I was really shocked now that he just gave me the full go-ahead to do whatever and trusted me, like.
Yeah, absolutely trusted you. And so did the sound man, because it's at the discretion of the sound man, really. And, you know, because they can, sometimes somebody up there and they're singing and, you know, it turns out that they're not up to much and they'll pull the fader down a wee bit. But not with you.
He can turn them down a wee bit there.
Yeah, but not with you. You were singing as much and maybe even more. You were as loud as Zach anyhow, that's for sure. And how did you... When you got pulled out of the crowd, I mean, how were you feeling? You had to be nervous for a start.
There's a video of me, like, when I picked, and he's starting to talk about my poster to the crowd, saying, there's a boy here with a poster saying my dad. I'm just sitting, I'm kind of frozen for a few seconds, jumping, and I don't actually know to go up to the barrier. And the steward, he's sitting there, come on.
And you must have been up fairly near the front for him to see the poster.
I was up maybe about four rows from the back.
Wow.
From the front.
And obviously, it's not the first time you've played that song, so you're a big Zach Bryan fan.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay. And you dedicated it to your dad?
Yeah, I dedicated it to my dad. He was there with me on the night. Zach, he wrote that song about his father playing Pool of his grandfather, and just like the connection in it and all, and that's what me and my dad have done since I was about seven.
Yeah.
I'd always go on and play a few games of pool, and he would batter me, but still, I just made to go and play.
And does he still batter you? Have you got managed to get the better of him yet?
Well, I'm a wee bit closer now.
Good, good, good. And then when you got up on stage, getting invited up is one thing, but then when you're, given the guitar and you turn around and you see the size of the crowd and you realize, I have to perform here. Or was it just all in the moment and happened so fast?
I'll be honest with you, it was all in the moment. I saw 45,000 people, but I didn't think anything. I don't know why. It was just, they took me back stage. They got me kitted out with the earpieces and everything. I got a wee sip of water before I went on. And then I walk out and the whole field goes, I was really scared to go up at first, but then once I was up, it was like I was just playing in my room. It was the same kind of feeling. Right. Obviously, it was more exciting now, but I wasn't nervous or anything.
Okay. Well, if you've played it so many times, instinct probably kicked in.
There's always that fear you'll mess it up. So frankly, it didn't, but...
Yeah. No, performance of a lifetime and... memories for life as well. So listen.
Oh yes.
Yeah, brilliant. And then he gifted you after that. Did you go back down into the crowd? Did he gift you the guitar there and then, or how did that work?
His crew. They took me off and they're getting all the wires off me. They say, right, you keep this guitar and here's a bag of merch. They give me two t-shirts, a hoodie, a hat, and a bag. And they give me the guitar with a guitar case. And they let me take it into the crowd, but what I did is I gave it to a steward just at the barrier, and he put it kind of against the stage for the night and told me to go, and then I took it with me because it was...
Yeah.
But no, he just gave it to me straight away.
Wow. That's going to have pride of place in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen, Paul, it's...
Nobody's ever allowed to borrow that.
And nobody can ever play it except you.
Nah.
Listen, it's a great story. It's put a smile on our faces today, and I played a little excerpt because obviously a lot of people were videoing it, but it was up on social media. So we played a little excerpt from the concert and the song earlier on. But congratulations! Great. What was the rest of the concert like?
Oh, even apart from that, it was the best concert I've ever been to.
Brilliant! Brilliant.
It's lively. It's consistent. Never really slow. There's always just go straight to the next song. It's lively. There's people dancing. There's people doing mosh pits. There's a bit of everything.
Well, you know what? If you weren't already, you're definitely a fan for life now. Paul, congratulations on congrats on listening, a brilliant night and a brilliant performance. Well done.
Thank you.
Looking for great food.
Around the Northwest, that is a Take That, of course, and Pray. Okay, let's go to line one. And hello, Paul, how are you? You're live on the air, by the way.
How are we doing?
Yeah, all good. You're Paul. You're now known as Paul from Donegal.
That's my name now, Paul from Donegal.
Yeah. So anyhow, a great night last night up at Zach Bryan. Had you any idea what was going to unfold?
Well, I had made the poster in the room the night before on about just, can I play nine ball? But I never would have expected to actually get picked and go up and play and get the reception at it as well.
So,
brilliant. Couldn't write it.
You had a poster that said on it, can I play on nine ball? And that was it. There was no other, no prior arrangement. It's not like you had messaged him in advance.
No, that's what a lot of people are thinking. There was no prior arrangement, nothing.
Brilliant. So he was taking, like for a major artist to have somebody up on stage, maybe to do a wee bit of singing or something on the chorus, then, that's not commonplace, but that has been known to happen. But to invite somebody up and let them play the guitar and to sing and put you into the mix, I mean, you were, through the song, you were as loud in the mix as he was.
I was really shocked now that he just gave me the full go-ahead to do whatever and trusted me, like.
Yeah, absolutely trusted you. And so did the sound man, because it's at the discretion of the sound man, really. And, you know, because they can, sometimes somebody up there and they're singing and, you know, it turns out that they're not up to much and they'll pull the fader down a wee bit. But not with you.
He can turn them down a wee bit there.
Yeah, but not with you. You were singing as much and maybe even more. You were as loud as Zach anyhow, that's for sure. And how did you... When you got pulled out of the crowd, I mean, how were you feeling? You had to be nervous for a start.
There's a video of me, like, when I picked, and he's starting to talk about my poster to the crowd, saying, there's a boy here with a poster saying my dad. I'm just sitting, I'm kind of frozen for a few seconds, jumping, and I don't actually know to go up to the barrier. And the steward, he's sitting there, come on.
And you must have been up fairly near the front for him to see the poster.
I was up maybe about four rows from the back.
Wow.
From the front.
And it's not the first time you've played that song, so you're a big Zach Bryan fan.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay. And you dedicated it to your dad?
Yeah, I dedicated it to my dad. He was there with me on the night. Zach, he wrote that song about his father playing Pool of his grandfather, and just like the connection in it and all, and that's what me and my dad have done since I was about seven.
Yeah.
I'd always go on and play a few games of pool, and he would batter me, but still, I just made to go and play.
And does he still batter you? Have you got managed to get the better of him yet?
Well, I'm a wee bit closer now.
Good. And then when you got up on stage, getting invited up is one thing, but then when you're, you know, given the guitar and you turn around and you see the size of the crowd and you realize, I have to perform here. Or was it just all in the moment and happened so fast?
I'll be honest with you, it was all in the moment. I saw 45,000 people, but I didn't think anything. I don't know why. It was just, they took me back stage. They got me kitted out with the earpieces and everything. I got a wee sip of water before I went on. Then I walk out and the whole field goes, I was really scared to go up at first, but then once I was up, it was like I was just playing in my room. It was the same kind of feeling. Right. Obviously, it was more exciting now, but I wasn't nervous or anything.
Okay. Well, if you've played it so many times, instinct probably kicked in.
There's always that fear you'll mess it up, so... Frankly,
I didn't,
but...
Yeah. No, performance of a lifetime and memories for life as well. So listen...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, brilliant. And then he gifted you, after that, did you go back down into the crowd? Did he gift you the guitar there and then, or how did that work?
His crew, they took me off and they're getting all the wires off me. They say, right, you keep this guitar and here's a bag of merch. They give me two t-shirts, a hoodie, a hat, and a bag. And they give me the guitar with a guitar case. And they let me take it into the crowd. But what I did is I give it to a steward just at the barrier, and he put it kind of against the stage for the night and told me to go. And then I took it with me because it was...
Yeah.
But no, he just gave it to me straight away.
Wow. That's going to have pride of place in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, Paul.
Nobody's ever allowed to borrow that,
and nobody can ever play it except you.
Nah.
Listen, it's a great story. It's put a smile on our faces today, and I played a little excerpt because obviously a lot of people were videoing it, but it was up on social media. So we played a little excerpt from the concert and the song earlier on. But congratulations! Great. What was the rest of the concert like?
Even apart from that, it was the best concert I've ever been to.
Brilliant.
It's lively, it's consistent, it's not never really slow. There's always just go straight to the next song. It's lively, there's people dancing, there's people doing mosh pits, there's a bit of everything.
Well, you know what, if you weren't already, you're definitely a fan for life now. Paul, congratulations on
I would say so, yes.
Congrats on listening, a brilliant night and a brilliant performance. Well done.
Thank you.
Looking for great food.